The following information is brought to you by the makers of Gardasil Quadrivalent Human Papillomavirus Type 6, 11, 16, 18 recombinant vaccine. For more information, call 1-800-GARDASIL or visit Gardasil.com. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and we're back here once again this week with Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center of Washington, D.C. She's also a mother of four and expecting another child in January. Welcome back, Christina.
Thanks so much.
Well, Christina, we're so glad you could join us once again. And
thanks.
All this month, we're talking about women's health and women's health issues, and specifically with you talking about moms and new moms. We know you have four with another one on the way. What are the ages of the four?
We have 16, 13, 10, and 2.
So a busy house.
You know, never a dull moment.
It must be hard to live a healthy as a lifestyle as possible while raising kids, and especially that many.
It is, but you know, I have to say that my activity level is high because I am having to be organized, having to move around a lot to make sure that everybody's needs are addressed. So in a way, it really comes back on me as being something quite healthy.
You're on the move, and
yeah,
it keeps you energized.
You bet.
What are the biggest difficulties?
I think the trickiest thing is trying to make sure that everybody's needs are met in the way that you want to. Obviously, a 16-year-old's needs are very different from a 2-year-old's needs, and there are only so many hours in the day, and so sometimes it can be tricky to say, hey, gosh, did I shortchange my big kid today because my little one needed so much attention? And I think that a lot of parents will oftentimes beat themselves up about that. And for women, it can be really, really tough. They really beat themselves up, and that can have a detrimental effect on their health. But the most important thing that you got to do is step back and say, hey, over the grand scheme, over the last couple of years, are my kids all really doing okay, and do we work together great as a family? When you can step back and think about that, then oftentimes, again, you can give yourself a break. You will feel better about yourself, feel better about your parenting, and feel better about your family.
I want to talk specifically about some different ages. Specifically, we'll start with preschoolers, which you obviously have experience with.
Sure.
Not an easy age for parents, is it?
No, indeed. Preschoolers are difficult because they want to be fully independent, and yet they are not totally aware of their capabilities for injuring themselves and for recognizing danger. So you've got to really keep your eye on them. Oftentimes, the toddler and preschool age group, more than any other group, that can be tricky and time-consuming. And yet it is also the most wonderful time of discovery, where everything is a new process and a new thing to learn, a new skill to acquire, and that's very exciting too. So that is really a balance, I think, made perhaps the most physically demanding ages, but in many ways so rewarding.
What can a mom of a preschooler do or to help herself out in terms of just handling some of the pressure and some of the difficulties you just alluded to?
I would recommend for moms of preschoolers is to get together, and this is probably true for any age, but I think especially for this very physically demanding age, is to get together with other moms who have children with similar ages. You bond together, you complain about the same things, you laugh about the same things, and when there are a bunch of adults, oftentimes you can outsmart those little kids and you can make their busy time more meaningful.
In past weeks, we've also talked about moms and staying healthy during the time where you have a preschooler. Maybe you're on the run so much that's not an issue, as you've talked about. You stay pretty active just with all the kids you have. But how can mothers stay healthy during this time?
Well, oftentimes, again, preschoolers tend to be very social. Oftentimes, they are in just that preschool, and so when they have those 3 days a week, 2 days a week in the morning where they are not in the house, if a mom is working in the home and able to get out, I recommend, you know what, wait till later to do that laundry and head out to the gym, go to an exercise class, go to a painting class, go to whatever is going to be a treat and a timeout for you so that you will feel physically and emotionally more capable and ready when that school bell rings.
And then as kids get older and go beyond preschool, they obviously have different needs and put different pressures on a mother. Can you talk about some of those that progression after preschool, just a few years, and some of the challenges and different ages and different challenges?
After preschool, when kids start going to school full-time, there are a couple of things in play. First of all, kids are away from the home longer, sometimes that's frightening for moms and worrisome for, oh my gosh, is my child going to do okay without me? You've got to be careful how you balance that. Some women will dance a jig as soon as their child gets on the bus for the first time, and that's okay too. But what you want to do is understand that your child is now part of a broader social world and is going to be bringing home, there are things you can't control, going to be bringing home new information that you're going to have to manage. And that can be stressful for a lot of parents. Put that together with requirements of school activities, out-of-school activities, and again, it's more on your plate to juggle. There may be less time during the day when you spend hovering over your child, but there's just as much time that needs to be spent on managing their emotional needs and making sure that you are helping to guide them when they are out of your personal space.
Okay, and finally here, if you could give one piece of advice to a new mom, what would it be?
One piece of advice to a new mom, my piece of advice would be don't sweat it as much as you're sweating it. I don't know any mom more anxious and nervous than me, and I can look back and say to myself, oh my gosh, why did I worry about that? There's a reason why babies were put on this planet to grow and develop, and really, with love and some common sense, they will all do just fine.
All right, Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C., thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Good luck to all the women out there.
Appreciate it, and congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And make sure to tune into Discovery Health Channel every weekday starting at 11 a.m. for more information about pregnancy and babies. Also, check out www.discoveryhealth.com and go to our Pregnancy and Parenting Center for additional tips and downloads. Thanks for tuning into this Discovery Health podcast. I'm Will Johnson.